This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's talk today about designing some new flies that may function a little bit better than the flies we're using. This was basically the way I came up with the Murray's Helgramite, basically the way I came up with the Mr. Rapidan. So a logical approach would be to evaluate what we need. Is the dry fly you're using performing as well as you think it should be? Is the Helgramite you're using performing as well as you think it should be? Well, in these cases, you see the need. And obviously, the way to go about it would be use the existing patterns, fish them as best you can over good water, and see what happens. Now, if they're not really cutting the mustard for you, look at patterns that some of the best tires, Charlie Brooks, Charlie Fox, Vince Marinaro, the old boys, look at patterns that they have used that would be similar to this in past years. Take what they have done and try to extrapolate beyond that. Look at the tying materials you've got in your cabin. My five tying cabin has tons of fly tying material. But still, again, there's new stuff on the market you may want to evaluate. So take the existing patterns, look at the materials you've got that you want to test with, then come up with a pattern that you want to try on the fish. And then basically what it looks to you like may not cut the mustard. You might want to take these to the stream and fish them. I remember when I was first trying to get a better Helgramite, I probably had six or eight different attempts to come up with a good Helgramite, and I'd take them to the river and fish them and try to record how many fish I was catching on each one and all that. And finally it dawned on me the thing to do was reach down the stream bottom, pull up some of these stones that had natural Helgramites, the larvae of the Dobson fly, had some of these, and what I would do would drop them in the stream and see how they acted when they drifted on downstream. Well, for instance, on the Helgramite, I realized those guys could swim just as well as a minnow, and they would swim downstream with the current in a very pronounced undulating pattern. And I realized that all the patterns that I'd been using just weren't duplicating that. At the time, it happened to Ron Comer, a real good friend of mine, was experimenting with ostrich harrow in some musky flies he was coming up with. And Ron sent me a bunch of that, said, try these on your Helgramite. Well, I put it on there, and although it didn't look drastically different than the marabou, when I found I was fishing the marabou upstream, it just collapsed down over the fly and didn't do any good. But I used the ostrich harrow that Ron sent me and put it in there, sort of, you might call it a tail, or more actually what I see it is, as the extended body of the natural larva. That could be fished upstream or downstream and across stream, and it wiggled just like the real Helgramite. And today, that is my number one favorite smallmouth fly. And the Mr. Rapidan was sort of a concoction of that type of evaluation. So work up the patterns that you think you need, take them to the stream and fish them, and then see how it goes. And sometime you may want to mix and match, which was a little bit of what I did on the Mr. Rapidan to come up with a pattern we're using today. So this is a good, solid approach to help you develop some better flies than what you might be using today. If you have any questions on any of this, just ring me at 540-984-4212. Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.